Praise God. Pastor Diane, we thank God that you're on the line, and we want you to let go. Let God feel the freedom of the Lord, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So at this time, we are going to invite Pastor Diane to minister as the Lord directs her. Amen.
Amen. Well, we praise God for this opportunity to be on the line with you on this evening. We thank God for Minister Cynthia Bolden inviting me to be here. So we are going to just go ahead and go into the Word of God. And I am going to be reading two scriptures from Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter, verse 26 and 27. This message came to Jeremiah from the Lord. I am the Lord, the God of all the people of all the world. Is anything too hard for me? What a question. Is anything too hard for God? I have a couple of questions that I want to just ask as I go in to my topic this evening, and it's going to be, is anything too hard for God? Are you going through a situation that seems like the more you pray, the situation seems like it haven't changed at all? Have you ever doubted God's ability to intervene for you? Have you wondered if your problem was beyond God to help your difficult marriage, your out-of-control marriage, your out-of-control finances, your failing health? A child that seems like the more you pray, the worse they get. God's word came to Jeremiah in a powerful statement of who God is and what he is able to do. He is the one true God, the sovereign ruler over all of the earth. The rhetorical question, is anything too hard for me? It's actually a statement of God's supreme power in all circumstances. If anything were too difficult for him, he would not be God. If God is not sovereign over all, he's not sovereign at all. Because nothing is too hard for God, we can rest assured that nothing in our lives is outside God's control. We may not understand why God hasn't answered our prayer as we wish, but we do know that greater difficulties are opportunities to draw closer to him. And we know that a lot of people, the only reason, the only time that they will call on God is when they are going through something. But because he is a merciful God to every last one of us, he's there to help us in spite of it. We can have peace in all circumstances when we have the absolute confidence that nothing is too hard for God. So we thank God that nothing in our life is beyond his reach. Nothing is too large or difficult for his powerful hand. He displayed his power best in impossible situations. God can do the impossible. Now, we know that the Word of God tells us that God can do the impossible. But it also said if we believe. If we believe that nothing is too hard for God, if we believe that he can work the impossible, all we need to do is just stand on the Word of God and wait on God. God will not come all the time when we want him to come. Sometimes he delay his coming just to see if we're going to trust him. Do we really mean it when we say nothing is too hard for him? No prayer is too hard for him to answer. No need too great for him to supply. No passion too strong for him to subdue. No temptation, no powerful for him to deliver from. No misery too deep for him to relieve. Nothing is too hard for God. Praise the Lord. He is the all-powerful God. I was thinking, as I was thinking about this message, and my mind began to go back to the Word of God. And I thought about in the Word of God, we know that the Bible says one day there was nothing. This world was nothing but void. But the Bible said that God stepped out on nothing, and he began to speak things into an existence. The Bible said, oh, my God, everything that he spoke into existence. So we need to understand that this world was made by God. And if we see that everything in this earth belongs to God, he made everything, if that was not too hard for him, then I can say with assurance this evening that nothing is too hard for God. Sometimes in our own mind, we go through things, and within us, we would say, oh, I don't know if he's going to work that out. I don't know if he can do this. Let me just assure you this evening. Let me remind you on this afternoon that nothing is too hard for God. I know that we see everything that's going on in the land today. Every time you turn on the news, it's something going on. And some people might even think within them, this is surely too hard for God. God is not going to work this out. I want to encourage us this evening to stand on the that nothing is too hard for him. Know that he is able to work the impossible. Know that he is the true and the almighty God. Know that God has all power in his hand. Know that nothing snuck up on God. He sits high on his throne, but he looks down low. He sees everything that's going on in this world today. And I just want to encourage us tonight that nothing is too hard for him. And when God get ready, people, when God get ready, he will move. I just want us to be encouraged tonight that our time is not God's time. God is not going to move just because we say, oh, God, can you move? He move on his own time. Our responsibility is just to wait on him. I heard the word of God said, wait patiently on him. Wait on God without mumbling, without grumbling, without complaining. As a matter of fact, the word of God told us to rejoice. The word of God told us to give thanks. The word of God told us to just give him praise. Just thank him for being God that is able to do anything. I say to you on this evening, I don't have a long message, but I want to encourage all of our hearts tonight just to let us know, just to remind us that nothing is too hard for God. God is an awesome God. He is an unchanging God. Don't you know what he done years and years ago? He's still able to do it today. He have not lost his power. God just wants us to trust his word. Nothing is too hard for God. We thank you for listening to me as I give you these words of encouragement. I hope it has touched somebody's heart. Somebody has been enlightened tonight. You going through situation, and it really do seem like it. And I've been in that place. It seems like the more I prayed, it seems like the further away God was from me. But we just got to learn how to have faith on God. God never leave us. He never forsake us. The Bible tells us that he's closer to us than the very breath that we breathe. We just have to stand on his word. We have to trust his word. If everybody else seems like they want to just give up, let me encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because nothing is too hard for God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we look to you on this evening, from whom all of our blessings flow. We come to you thanking you for just being so good to us and for being so kind, and God, for being so merciful. We thank you for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, God, for every door that you opened, every way that you made. Oh, my God, I said thank you right now. Thank you for being the loving God that you are. Thank you for being the forgiving God that you are. Oh, God, I just thank you on this afternoon I thank you for giving your son. That son came and gave his life that we could have a right to the tree of life. So my hand is lifted high, and I say thank you on this evening. Thank you, God. Now, God, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would just look down on us, God. Oh, my God, you see us and you know all about us. I ask you that you will search our hearts, God, that you will search our life, God. And anything that's there, God, that is not according to your will, oh, God, is not pleasing in your sight, we ask you, God, that you will remove it, that you will forgive us, God, of all of our shortcomings. Oh, God, all of our not being faithful the way that we should. God, we say forgive us on this afternoon. God, we thank you. We give your name praise. We thank you for every person, God, that is on this line. God, you see us, God, and you know all about us. Your word said that you are a God that will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, and we stand on that word. So, God, we ask you that you will supply every need in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray tonight, God, that you would touch somebody that's on this line, that their body might be aching in pain, God. Oh, God, but thank you for being a doctor, God, that's never lost a patient. Thank you, God, for being a God that can touch our bodies with your healing hands and heal us, God. Oh, my God, I thank you, God. I give you praise. You, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you. I just pray that you will have your way, God, in all of our lives, God. And God, not only for those that are on the line, God, but for your people all over this land. We are praying, God, that you would just bless them, God, that you would touch them, God, with your mighty hand. Have your way, God, in our life, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for those, God, that don't even know you tonight in the pardon of their sin. We pray that your mercy, God, will roll on a little while longer, God. We pray, God, that you would let somebody come crying and saying, what must I do to be saved? Save for your glory, God, all over the land, God. Save, God. And oh, my God, for those that once knew you, God, but for some reason they chose to turn back on you. But God, I know that your word said that you're married to the backsliders. Bring them on back in, God, before it's too late, God. Oh, my God, we can see that time is winding up. Oh, God, I pray that you will help us, my God, to be ready for your coming, God. We know not the day nor the hour that you come, but oh my God, help us to be ready, God. Have your way again in our life. Oh my God, I just thank you on this afternoon. Look on the condition of this world. Oh God, I know that you see, God. I know that you know all about it, God. We pray, my God, that you will keep us in the midst of everything that's going on. All of us that are saved, God, keep us looking up to you, who is the author and a finish of our faith. Oh, God, we trust you, God. We know that you're able to keep us. Even in this time, you're able to keep us, God. So, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We give you praise. We thank you, God. We thank you for First Lady Bolden, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for this prayer line. I pray that you will strengthen her, God. I pray that you would take her down deeper in your God. I pray that you would just put a press down in her soul to press on, my God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Pastor Bowling, God. You know all about him, God. Touch him in the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of his head to the very soles of his feet. Oh, my God, keep his heart encouraged. Keep him looking up to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for every member of his church. Oh, my God, have your way, God. Let your will be done, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God. And God, I thank you for dealing Holy Temple. I thank you for every member, God. Thank you for all that you're doing in our life. Thank you, God, for every blessing that you bestowed upon every last one of your children. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you right now, God. We give you glory, God, and we give you honor, God, because we realize tonight that all glory and all honor belongs to you. So, God, we give you what truly belongs to you, God. We lift you up, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for being the mighty God that you are. We thank you, God. We give you praise, God. We give you glory, God. We lift you up, God. We magnify your name, God. You deserve our praise. You deserve our worship, God. We worship you tonight. We worship you in spirit, God. We lift you up, God. To you we give the glory, God. We said thank you tonight. We said thank you tonight. We said thank you, God. We said thank you, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you for
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you, God. Oh, God, we bless your name. We lift you up, God. We magnify your name, God. We give you glory, God. We give you praise, God. We lift you up, God. We magnify your name, God. We magnify you, God. We give you praise, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, God. We bless your name, God. God.
Oh my God.
You've just been so good, God. You've just been so kind, God. You've just been so good, God. Oh, God, you're so worthy, God. You're so deserving of our praise, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, God, all over the line. We say thank you, God. We say thank you, God. We lift your heart tonight, God. We lift your name, God. We magnify you, God. We bless your name, God. To you we give the glory, God. To you we give the honor. We do praise you, God. And we do bless you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for this time, God, that you have allowed me, God, to give words of encouragement to your people. We thank you for tonight. We give you glory, God.
We give you glory,
and we give you praise. We bless your name, God.
We bless your name.
And we thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for reminding us, God.
We lift your hands. We thank you,
Lord, for you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We bless your name.
We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, God. We praise you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name, God.
We bless your name, God. We praise God for Pastor Liggins on tonight.
We thank you so much for letting go and letting God.
Hallelujah. We praise God for you and that God enabled you. He equipped you. He anointed you to share that powerful word with us tonight. Hallelujah. And, you know, I'm encouraged. Praise God. Even as you were ministering, I begin to write down a few things that you were saying. Being encouraged and then wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we realize that he is that sovereign God. And there is nothing too hard for God.
Nothing. Oh, my God.
I just want to thank you so much for sharing the word of God, for just rendering that heartfelt prayer because God knows we need the prayer. And when the Bible says where there's two or three touching and agreeing in his name, see, he's in the midst to bless the needed one. And all of us on this line, we have needs on tonight. And we thank him for ministering the word of God because we know God can do the impossible. Hallelujah. And we go. We praise God for you. I praise God, and I'm encouraged, you know, tonight, especially, I never heard since we've been on this prayer line that the line was locked, and I heard it all through the call, then it was unlocked. But I'm going to tell you what, for the people that are on this call, I just count it all joy, because I believe you heard that word, I believe you received that word, and that powerful prayer. Amen. Because, see, we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Amen. And God had his way. So again, amen. I just want to thank you, Pastor Liggins. Thank you for taking the time and to pray and to share the word of God. And we certainly, I know I do, I enjoy the Dillman Holy Temple prayer line. And sometimes I announce myself, sometimes I don't. But I'll be receiving that word. And I pray that God will continue to bless you all to go full force in God, because in this is the time to stretch out and be real for God. So I just want to thank you again. I also want to thank everybody that's on this call tonight, and I'm sorry for the ones that maybe were trying to get on and couldn't get on for whatever reason, but you can always go on the pbc-ministries.org line website. You can get this recording and you can hear it, so you didn't have to miss anything. You can hear this recording, you can hear that powerful prayer. So again, I would like to say thank you to everybody. Be blessed of the Lord. Continue to stand on his promises. Again, remember that there is nothing too hard for God. Until we meet again next week, may God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. May you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I get to say, God bless you and good night.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, I tell you, I wish I had
a job.
Thank
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hmm.